Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind.
Continuing the Mike Gallagher Show, I'm glad you're with us. Portions of our program brought to you by the 60 Plus Association. In fact, good time to remind you about a very dubious anniversary. Obamacare, weeks ago, celebrated its third anniversary. A lot of promises made by President Obama and congressional Democrats and the AARP who backed Obamacare. But here's a reality check. Thanks to Daniel Kessler, he's a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution. This is some of what Kessler had to say in a recent Wall Street Journal op-ed about the three key promises that President Obama made about the impact of Obamacare. Lower health care costs. That was a big point of Obamacare, would reduce the cost of insurance. The president claimed that improved care coordination, investments in information technology, yada, 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 saved the typical family $2,500 a year. Now, even advocates for Obamacare acknowledge that premiums are going up. In analysis conducted for the states of Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Colorado, Jonathan Gruber of MIT forecasts that premiums will rise by 19 to 30% due to Obamacare. The actuarial firm Milliman predicts that non-group premiums in Ohio will rise by 55 to 85%. I mean, these studies are all debunking that claim that we will have lower health care costs. Smaller deficits. That was a big deal. Well, in 2010, the CBO had estimated the cost per year of expanding coverage at $154 billion. By 2012, the estimated cost grew to $186 billion. And the preservation of existing insurance, remember that? The president kept saying, if you already have health insurance, you'll keep it. That claim is false. Employer-sponsored insurance has already begun to change. According to the annual Kaiser HRET Employer Health Benefits Survey, the share of workers in high-deductible plans rose to 19% in 2012 from 13% in 2010. One of the law's unintended consequences is that some employers will drop coverage in response to all the new regulations. Listen, 60 Plus is there for you fighting for seniors because seniors are dramatically impacted by Obamacare. 60 Plus opposed Obamacare. Doesn't cost anything to join 60 Plus. Go to my website, MikeOnline.com, click the 60 Plus banner, or go directly to 60plus.org now. This is an organization supplied us with this information today that gets it and understands the damaging, detrimental effect of Obamacare. If you want to jump on board and join the seniors organization that matters, visit 60plus.org today.